Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 14th day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And just another day like yesterday, the snow's hanging in the shade, and it's winter. I mean, not much snow. I'm glad of that. I mean, we sure had the precipitation with that, what the hell they call it, that, it's the Pineapple Express kind of thing with all the warm air, man. It rained and rained and rained. If that would have been snow, we'd be have 4 foot of snow, and it'd be frozen just like last year. But it's still cold. Anyways, I'll let you guys know, I talked to Spike just a little bit ago, and he's going to call me before the program's over, but he hadn't received the new modem or the new router yet, and it would be a hurry-up thing if he does, so there's a possibility he may not be up until tomorrow. They said 24-hour delivery, but it's been 24 hours, and, well, we'll see what happens, but it could be that he's not going to be up. If you don't hear me say that he's going to before it's over, probably not. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary. We have a poll, and we're going to talk about the poll. There's a couple of things we want to say about this poll, and we're going to do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavor tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like I said, we have a Mammoth University poll, 702 registered voters. If the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, who would you vote for? And, you know, this whole thing, the last few days with this Judge Roy Moore thing has just really made a lot of things click in my mind and figuring a lot of things out what's going on. You know, the thing with Moore, this thing with Trump, you know, when he came out and said that I'm going to end illegal immigration, I'm going to make them all go home, you guys are going to have your country back. That's what got him elected. That's what got this Republican platform that, you know, with this big tax trillion-dollar giveaway, that we're going to go borrow $1 trillion and give it to the corporations, by the way. They need it, people. We don't. I mean, our people are living in the goddamn streets and squalor and going hungry. It don't matter. We need to give that money to them corporations. But, you know, this whole thing with this election, with that Roy Moore, that's been a – I mean, damn. I mean, it popped up. I thought we were – all on the same page here. And hell, we're already at war. What are we talking about there? These fraudulent elections, you know, the talk of it was voter fraud. That's why old Roy didn't win. It was voter fraud. No doubt about it. It was an election inside the United States. Of course it was voter fraud. It was just the Democrats that do this voter fraud thing, though, by the way. It ain't that way here where I live. I mean, voter fraud is just voter fraud. It happens in every election. If they want this fella in, it don't matter, Democrat, Republican, because they're both, one of the fellas said the other day, both wings on the same bird. And absolutely correct. But, you know, they're hyping this thing. Republicans, only 36% would vote for Republicans. Well, 51% would vote for Democrats. And they're talking about this being because of this woman thing. You know, all these women coming out because women are going to rule us. And we're going to have to learn to kowtow at their feet. And don't look at them. Don't whistle. Don't have no sexual attraction. No woman. Now, if you want to have sexual attraction with a man or a child, man, that would be absolutely acceptable. You know, just anything that is an affront to nature. But just 36%. What happened here, people? I'm going to tell you what happened. All those doofuses that we screamed at all through this the election cycle, putting that charlatan, that hairpiece, that carnival barker, Trump into office, they came out. You know, they tricked them into doing it. You know, and what did it was that immigration thing. And now that they've seen that it was all a freaking lie. They're not playing the game. Things are back right where they were before he told that lie. That's all there is to it. And as for Judge Roy Moore, man, it was interesting. I was listening to Mark this morning, and he said that he was reading a tweet from David Stone, the Hatari militia fella. And apparently Mr. Stone, and I didn't get the exact quote, but it was to the tune of, well, they had committed voter fraud and took in this election away from Judge Roy Moore. And that's okay. Because that's going to get us to the shooting. We're going to get, you know, this thing over, get to the shooting because, man, they're just going for it. Well, so my question is, if Judge Roy Moore, you know, that guy who, you know, he did come out for them Ten Commandments, and that's what's important. That Judge Roy Moore, who served as a judge for God knows how many years, violated the people's rights running an admiralty court. If he would have been elected, then, well, we're not going to be shooting at him so soon, or maybe not at all. Is that the message I'm getting here? I mean, if I'm wrong, please tell me. What I'm starting to see here is, man, are we being used to threaten for the good old boy cabal out there? Because there was, there were two factions there, and all of a sudden they turned into one faction, and there's another faction over here that was never a faction. And apparently they're going to threaten the other faction with us because the other faction, the international communists, have a standing army that we paid for and built right here in the United States, and then they're going to threaten them with us, that we're going to go out there and kick the shit out of you communists. You better start letting people like Moore in there and letting us get our control back and letting us, you know, have control over the committees and the boards and shit, you know, over the socialism. Is that really what's going on here? Because if not, I'd like that question answered. I mean, I know nobody listens to this broadcast in the great state of Jefferson. But I would like that question answered. So if Judge Roy Moore, this son of a bitch, this treasonous piece of shit, who had violated everybody's rights, in his admiralty court, if he'd have been elected, well, probably we ain't going to be shooting nobody. Maybe if things keep going this way, maybe we won't shoot nobody at all. Is that what you're trying to project out there? Do you think that you have the command over this whole entire country of people, the militia people? Is that what you're portraying here? Because I'm here to tell you, I could give a rat's ass less whether it's Judge Roy Moore or the son of a bitch that beat him. It's all irrelevant to me. I'm a slave. I'm without rights. Till I have that Bill of Rights back, what the fuck's an election to me? Nothing. But this is what's going on. I believe it in my soul. They're out there, they're threatening, like the Bundy crew. You know, these people are trying to hijack this grassroots movement. Out there, we'll go and we'll tell them, we'll finance them, and boy, they'll get them, they'll come out, and they're going to shoot you. You better start letting our guys get back in there so we can take this back over and keep these 75% of this largest army to ever exist on planet Earth under our control. Because we have them under our control because, well, we're on there, we're going to tell them that, well, Judge Roy Moore is the guy we want. He stood up for the Ten Commandments. He also committed high treason and pissing all over my Bill of Rights. Maybe the Bill of Rights isn't the issue here, huh? Could it be? If it is, I mean, I want that question answered. I know nobody listens to this broadcast out here in the great state of Jefferson, but I want that question answered. So if Judge Roy Moore, The son of a bitch who violated people's rights running an admiralty court. If he'd have been elected, then we probably ain't going to shoot him. Is that what it is? Anyway, food for thought, people. California's war on guns broadens to war on ammunition beginning January 1st, 2018. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. California's war on guns will soon broaden to a war on ammunition as a ban on the possession of bullets purchased out of state takes effect January 1st, 2018. This is one of many steps going into effect which will quickly place ammunition under control similar to those which Democratic lawmakers have placed on reforms. And we told you this was going to happen too. Why? Because of the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. They signed on to it, and one of the things is they have to actually monitor every bullet. And everybody laughed, man, when we were telling this back then they're going to do this. Monitor every bullet in the United States. Really? Well, you start with a state like California, and you have Connecticut sign on, then New York, New Jersey. And then pretty soon, that reciprocity, you know, they've been playing that reciprocity game with you. You know, it's called uniformity of law. And that's where they play it on one end. They're playing both ends against the middle. Okay, on one end, they're saying that you went to reciprocity. That's so everybody can, with a permit and a fingerprint and registering your gun, you can have your right that's guaranteed under the second article, and they're going to grant it to you, which they have no authority to grant or take away. I have my right to my guns no matter what, and we know that. But reciprocity, man, you know that word. Remember I played with when it first came up? Reciprocity. That's what we're talking about here. So now when they get this into California, which they already have, so it goes into effect January 1st. And then we put it in Connecticut. Boy, they're a commie little central place. We can put it in effect in New York, New Jersey, you know, all of these little commie states. And Washington, ooh, Oregon. Man, Oregon, boy, when you get to Oregon and Washington, it might start getting a little dicey. Because I, for one, you ain't going to do this shit to me. I can read and I can write, and you have no fucking authority, and you're not going to do it to me. You know, if you had a legitimate government and Judge Roy Moore's election actually mattered for any goddamn thing to, because we weren't slaves, this wouldn't be an issue. It would be, well, first place, we wouldn't have a standing army in control of the communists right now. But what would be happening is a legitimate Congress would be raising an army to go to California and reinstate the Bill of Rights and arrest the criminals down there who think that they do not have to obey the supreme law of this land, which is our people's Bill of Rights. You think about it, the civil rights movement back in the 60s. Civil rights, see, they had to make that shit up to go with that 14th Amendment, that illegal 14th Amendment that was placed in the Constitution with zero authority to even write it, let alone try to enforce it. But it goes right along with that civil rights thing, you know. The civil rights, instead of the black people in the South, I mean, were their rights being walked on? Oh, yeah, they were. Their Bill of Rights guaranteed absolute rights being pissed all over and treated like goddamn animals? Well, yes, they were. And that's how it should have been addressed, people. It should have been, we're going to, see back then, what were you going to do? Even that, you know, it was across the nation, people had realized, you know, this, it was unjust. It was wrong. You can't have exceptions to the Bill of Rights. If you let them accept it for the people in the South, the black people in the South, then you've already made the exceptions for yourself. So it would have been on all of us to say, no, this ain't going to happen. And where would that remedy have come from? When, I mean, the black people sure did, they had, you know, part of the violation was that they didn't have the standing to fight it. But then finally, when somebody stepped up to fight it, I mean, what would have been there? How would we have done that? Maybe a common law court and let that person file in a common law court. And when that jury said what the goddamn law was, that you cannot violate that man's rights. It wouldn't need no acts of Congress or the government giving sanction, imagining this power actually exists within their realms. It would have just been straight up, no, you can't do that. You do that, you know what? You're going to lose everything you own. We're going to hand it over to that black fella right there. He's going to own what you own. You're not going to violate his goddamn rights. Because if you can, I think that, I mean, and this ain't nothing about, you know, these goddamn crusades or anything. No, that he's an American national. I let you violate his rights. By God, you'll be here for mine. And tell me that ain't what has happened here, people. Same diff. You know, they came down for that issue because they were trying to establish this civil rights as opposed to constitutional rights, civil rights granted by a government as opposed to our rights, our Bill of Rights, which was we're born with. It's natural law. It came down to send federal troops down there. Because we're going to bring federal troops to enforce this person's civil rights. No, it would have been an American nationalist posse enforcing the judgments from the common law court that would have enforced that man's rights, and it would have been right by the law. It would have been right by everybody. But even under that pretense, here you have a rogue state. California has become a rogue state. It is operating. You know, they can say, well, you that Bill of Rights and that Second Amendment, we just don't agree with it. And it ain't the Second Amendment to start with, you son of a bitch. It's the Second Article to the First Amendment to our Constitution, the original contract, that we've never given any permission to change. And you never had any authority to change because the Ninth Article forbids it. And so we go straight to, let's see what it says here. Now we're gonna put this together for you real quick. The Second Article. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear their private arms, or their arms, bear their arms, shall not be infringed, period. All right, let's couple that with the Ninth Article. This is talking to you, California, you treasonous son of a bitch and rogue bastards. You need to be hung. We need to go down there with a whole lot of hemp rope and straighten this shit out, people. Because if not, you're going to see some reciprocity. Coming around, a reciprocity that removes your Bill of Rights officially on paper. And hey, it's reciprocity. Don't worry about it. Then we go to the Ninth Article, the enumeration. That is the statement, the writing down of the enumeration, the declaration of in the Constitution of certain rights, authorities shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That includes that Second Article. That means you can't create no authority within that Constitution that can touch that Second Article, right? California, you foreign communist bastards. And then we go to the Tenth Article. And everybody's always had, they've tried to use this to say the states can go and violate your rights. And you know, this is what they try to, you know, to put in your head. This is what you've been indoctrinated in. You've been lied to all your life. The 10th article is real freaking simple. 10th article says, the powers not delegated to the United States. That means the powers, that the authorities that the people have not given the United States by the Constitution, or nor prohibited by it to the states, nor prohibited by the people, by the people's order in that Bill of Rights to the states. That means we prohibit you. Through the 10th article to violate the 2nd article. And the 9th article says nothing can ever change that. So you are in clear violation, California. And I tell you what, you Judge Roy Moore, really? Donald Trump, blatant attack on your 2nd. It ain't just the people in California. It's just like it wasn't the people back in the South. This is an attack on my right. This is an attack on your right. And they cannot do it. So evidently, old Donald Trump, even if he had his buddy, Judge Roy Moore up there with him, have no intent of enforcing this document. That means that we go to that second article again. And then we have to enforce that article. We have to enforce it because, no. I mean, they're going to play these freaking games. Well, there were some lawsuits filed and lawsuits over here, and we're going to lawsuit around. Meanwhile, people are going to be going to prison. People are going to be getting shot. People are going to be told, let's go look at the article. Let's see what they're doing here in violation of our second article, our ninth article, and our 10th article. Go ahead, Dion.
Hey, can you ask me this? Why do people sit around and argue about which crooked slave master they're going to have next? Can you explain that to me? He's been in the Senate, forever? And you actually think he stayed there because he did justified mean?
Yeah, well, the thing is, they've become institutionalized into it, Dion. You know, I've known people here where I grew up because, you know, this is, like I've said several times, this is a rough freaking place where I grew up. A lot of people, I mean, were in prison by the time they're in their teens here. And, you know, it's it, they, I picked this one fellow up. I'd known him from school when I was real young. And I know he'd been in prison a couple of times, and I was just coming down the lake in my pickup, and he was walking, and I knew him, so I pulled over and I told him to get in. And I mean, he wasn't the sharpest crayon in the box, but you know, still somebody I knew. And I was saying, they were walking to town. I wasn't going to make him walk. I'll ride you to town. And he telling me he'd, you know, about he just got out of prison again, and he had been upstate, and he couldn't wait to get back, Dion. Now you tell me why he couldn't wait to get back. I'll tell you why. Because he was institutionalized. That's what has happened to our people. They, not our people, but you know, that 25% that keeps fucking us. They have become institutionalized into an authoritarian system. They would be afraid without it. It'd be, you know, like standing up on your own two legs after having crutches for 20 years. They are afraid. They are afraid. How can I deal with this? All these things, the government's got clear to the point that they're wiping my ass for me. God, how am I going to wipe my ass if the government ain't there to do it? We have to keep it, even if it keeps getting worse, because, God, what would we do without it? Be free. Be happy. Be off and under the boot heel of the Jew. But that's why, because they are institutionalized. It's a mental condition. And that's why it is so absolutely important that every person learn the Bill of Rights. I mean, that should, why that wouldn't be our priority. That's another thing that's always, you know, why? Why wouldn't you be up there every day? I mean, people say it's boring, but God damn it. I mean, there is no more important thing. Everything else is irrelevant. Hillary Clinton, irrelevant.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, Katie.
Yeah, hi there. Yeah, I rarely listen to the Micro Effect. Although I did today.
Mm-hmm.
Just a second, I turned my phone off because I got a bad that echo thing. Anyway, I rarely listen to the Micro Effect, but I did turn it on, and it must have been, I would say, probably approaching an hour. They talked about Judge Roy Moore,
mm-hmm.
and the only thing that I heard even worth listening to was Mark mentioned admiralty courts and common law courts. That was it. I mean, other than that, I could have turned on Fox News or some other... You know, who is that? Hodges,
yep.
Whatever, I forget his name. Anyway, he's an alt-media guy, but he's same thing, you know, just, it's no wonder they're not getting any dollars over there for donations.
But
they're not talking about anything that's going to help the country.
I'm starting to think that ain't the agenda. Now, see, that's what it's getting me, you know, because, God dang it, man, if you can ever bring our people together on anything, it's got to be the Bill of Rights. Why wouldn't you be out there every day? It's like we cover articles here and we show where the violations are in our Bill of Rights. We're showing it's being ripped apart. It's destroyed. It's got an injunction on it. If you're truly trying to bring the people to rise up against this and remove it, why wouldn't you be doing that? And it starts making sense when you start thinking about what else is going on simultaneously. You got this new group coming in. Now, these people here, I called them the Dirty Church Masonic Cabal. Before any of this stuff happened at Bunkerville or in Burns, Oregon, or any of these things, or these trials, or any of this shit happened, that's who they were. That was the other faction, remember? And now it seems that, you know, they're trying to ease us back over. It's just like when Alex Jones came to Bunkerville. Now, he came. Why did he come down there? Because he was already in this cabal, this thing. I think they were already talking with Trump and all this shit. This didn't just happen by happenstance, people. They were already talking about this. And what was Bunkerville? That was pure-ass political power in the form of a gun. 500 dudes went down there and ran the goddamn BLM off. That's no small matter, people. The thing is, everybody jumping to say, those are our guys. Those are the guys that are going to get you if you don't do this. You see what I'm saying? They used it as a political tool. And that's what they're trying to do right now. That's why Judge Roy Moore is in the middle of this conversation. When it should be, what do we care?
He's totally irrelevant.
Yeah.
I felt like calling in, but they don't listen.
Nope. And I can't call in. You know, I'm blocked from there. I mean, you come up and you challenge this shit. You see, before the trenches or anything was up, there was nobody to challenge them. I talked to a lot of people when we first started broadcasting. God, it's so good to have somebody we can come up here and say something. Because we come there, it's just all this religious stuff they're pushing in this, like this religious war against Satan, and you try to say anything else, and they shout you down or shut you off.
Yep.
And this is what I'm seeing, Katie, and it makes sense. Because, like I said, if you truly want this shit ended, My God, what is, what else could, like I said, communists, hardcore communists, I have turned them in a snap just by, they think, they're out there thinking, it's either these capitalists, these bastards, son of a bitching capitalists, which is the Masonic dirty church cabal that has been, you know, running roughshod over us, taking everything since the inception of the country. But they, you know, they have it all narrowed down. It's capitalism or communism. No, it ain't. It ain't neither. It's called freedom and liberty. It's called free enterprise. It's called it belongs to you, and that Bill of Rights is the key. Why wouldn't you be preaching it every day?
Should I don't know, but they're a waste of time, in my opinion. You're the only one that I'm aware of, Henry, that's doing anything. That's,
yeah, but you can see the power of it, can't you, Katie, what we're doing with the Bill of Rights?
Oh,
you understand,
oh,
it, right? If you really wanted to take this country back, I can convince a communist. I can convince a capitalist. Even somebody, I mean, somebody who's been shit on by capitalism but thinks that's the only other way. There is a third way. It's what we're supposed to have. What we weren't supposed to be a capitalist country. We're not supposed to be a communist country. We're not supposed to be Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals. We're just supposed to be American nationals living under the common law, self-governing, with the world in front of us, the resources of the richest country on planet Earth that belong to us, thrive, have a good life, live good. What they see in us is, I'm telling you, this is what I believe. I think they see us, like, if they had that freedom, oh, man, they'd destroy themselves and destroy this whole country if they had that freedom. We've got to keep that freedom under check with our control over them. And I'm telling you, Katie, this is what I believe. And, you know, it's just like, if you, the wealth alone, if they had all that money, they would just, they'd destroy themselves and destroy this whole. We're good, honest church folk. We're the church. We need to keep all this under control, because if they actually had the wealth that that should be coming to them, they would just, they'd destroy themselves. I'm telling you, this is what they think. You're not capable. They are, because they are righteous. They've proven they are righteous by reading in their book and saying, here it says I'm doing all these things that I'm supposed to do in this book, so I'm righteous and you're not. You can't control having wealth, so I've got to take care of you. It's a hard duty, but I'll run your life for you, okay? Or am I missing something?
You got it.
All righty. On that note, stay right where you are. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Seems I got to have a change in scene, 'cause every night I have the strangest dreams. Imprisoned by the way things used to be, yeah. Left here on my own, so it seems. I got to leave before I start to scream. 'Cause somebody locked the door and took the key. Feeling it all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line, made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
For something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Yeah.
something in my eye to give me just what I need. Another reason to bleed. One by one hidden up my sleeve.
One by one hidden up my sleeve. To the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Then I'm done, done. All of the next one done, done. And I'm all of the next one done, done. And I'm all of the next one done, done. And I'm all of the next one done.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Foo Fighters with All My Life. We listened to there at the break, a most needful drawing for From the Trenches. As we are short on funds this month, we are holding a drawing. Glenn Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, Norm, and Swifty Lomax are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Galen has provided two prizes, a charm in the shape of a pistol, the book Choreography by Corey Fieldman. Jalapeno has provided four prizes, a trencher, three sets of an ACU Mobile 2 9mm single magazine pouch that will fit two single stack mags, a P38 can opener, and a Molly 2 Alice adapter for three winners. Number one New World Order hater has provided four sets of 30 music CDs for four winners. Mark Schumacher has provided three life straws for three winners. Joe STP has provided two 30 caliber combat cleaning kits for two winners. Norm has provided two prizes, a kid-sized gas mask with filter and carry bag, A Y Harness 223 repack kit with bandolier and two hats. Swifty Lomax has provided an InstaCharge portable device and phone charger. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, December 15, 2017 in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, Norm, and Swifty Lomax for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And going back to what we were talking about before we went to the break, you know, the more you think about it, the more sense it makes. I mean, why would they care what I say on the goddamn radio? Or what my opinions? If I'm insignificant in the equation, or is it that it shows that, maybe you don't control everybody out there? Maybe you don't have the control over this mass of armed people that you are claiming you're going to unleash on them unless they return the reins of power to you. Could that be? I'm thinking so. Let's look in California some more. That it is affronts to us, and nobody controls me. And I hope nobody controls you. That's why they hate the goddamn Bill of Rights, the thought of individuality. They hate the thought of us looking at this as individuals and saying, hey, man, you're talking over here. What's that matter? What does that matter? What's that got to do with why I'm me going to fight? That don't got nothing to do with my Bill of Rights. Roy Moore don't. I'm not going to do without my rights. And it is just about, well, it's just like the thing with Alex Jones. For how many people did he control for how long for them? I'm not going to be controlled. And I am going to have my rights back. Where were we on this? According to Sacramento Bee, it will also be illegal to transfer or buy ammo from one another other than a licensed dealer, from anyone other than a licensed dealer within the state beginning January 1st. California residents can order ammunition from a catalog as long as they have the ammunition shipped to a licensed dealer for pickup. See, this is documented. They'll have it down until they got every bullet with a serial number or a serial marking, you know, something microscopic, no doubt. But you will have to account for each bullet. This is what that UN Small Arms Treaty was all about. And this is how they're going to, it's working hand in hand with, you know, there is no Republicans, no Democrats, it's the same, the same people. This reciprocity. That's why they brought that word into play. Reciprocity. We got to have uniformity across the country. I told you guys this a long time ago. And see what they're going to do here in order to get this thing that was impossible when they first bought. Everybody, okay, you can't do that. Really? California's putting the template in place. And once California has it in place, and you get Connecticut and you get a bunch more, then it'd be like, man, we have no uniformity, just like with them illegal carried concealed laws. We don't need a goddamn permission from the government to carry concealed. Our second article is absolute, and it's untouchable. Carry it anywhere you want. It doesn't say except concealed at the end of that, after that period. It just says period. So once they get all this stuff into place in California and people haven't, you know, I got to believe they're surprised they're getting away with this shit. But that reciprocity, and that's the other side. You know, Democrats hate the Republicans and Republicans hate the Democrats. But the real Republicans, they're not the other Republicans who are the Republicans who hijacked the Tea Party. They're the other Republicans who are the Bundys and these people over here who are the real Republicans who are going to hijack your goddamn movement. And they're going to threaten the communists with you if they don't start turning the reins of power over to them peaceably. They're going to unleash the savages on them. You know, the people they've been controlling all along. But this reciprocity, don't forget that guy, that word just stuck in my, why did they keep, I was telling myself when I read that article the first time, why they keep repetitively throwing this word out there? I know what it is, and that's something I've talked about in the past, reciprocity, because they're going to have uniformity in these goddamn gun laws, and the good old boys at the NRA are going to go along with it, and Gun Owners of America, I heard Mark say, you need to donate to them, really, because they're going to go along with this reciprocity. Because they're going to be separated as elite, too. They're down there. I mean, their idea of shall not be in friends. Well, you know, there are some things like these background checks. Some people just shouldn't have guns. I mean, damn it. I know what the Bill of Rights says, but there's got to be a compromise here. We got to be reasonable.
Isn't it like a universal?
Exactly, brother. Exactly like that. I mean, they're all for that. They haven't talked about repealing all the 1968 gun control law. They haven't talked about repealing the 1938 gun control law. And if, I mean, if you're really believing that Bill of Rights in that second article, it's absolute. There are no exceptions, and we don't accept exceptions. How about that? In this scenario, a processing fee is just a... that's right. I'm sorry. I missed something here. California residents can order ammunition from a catalog as long as they have the ammunition shipped to a licensed dealer for pickup. The dealer will add a processing fee. And, I mean, this is gun owner, I mean, a gun control of this gun control agenda they've had from the beginning, the communists. And this is how they do it. This is, they're following the procedure right in front of our faces. And meanwhile, while this is happening and we're talking reciprocity, we're worried about Judge Roy Moore? Really? Well, you know, he did stand for the Ten Commandments. Really? So that's saying that he's one of your element that I'm not a part of. I guarantee you I have nothing to do with Judge Roy Moore. I hope he dies right now. The dirty son of a bitch, I guarantee he's violated that Bill of Rights all over the place. But here we have it, processing fee to the cost of the ammunition. This is the price you clear out of it. In this scenario, processing fee is just another tax that law-abiding citizens will pay for the bullets they buy. Absolutely. And then in 2019, all ammunition purchases will be required to undergo a background check like those currently required for firearm sales. The background check will require the law-abiding, the infringement-accepting citizen to pay a $1 state fee for the check. That fee is yet another tax. Just $1? I mean, they're charging you a $15 tax fee to exercise your second article right to just buy a gun. Can they charge us for exercising our rights? Our servants, can they? Can they, people? No wonder they don't want to talk about that Bill of Rights. I mean, it would put everybody's priorities where they belong, you would think. A $1 to state fee. And, you know, they're charging you $15 for the same check to get a gun. Well, we're just going to start. This is just a $1 charge. It's all a farce. It's all illegal. This is how gun control, or in this case, ammunition control, works. First, they limit the supply by passing a law that it is only legal to possess ammunition purchased in California. You just can't do it. But I mean, you're talking about crossing state lines and everything. That's why you're going to have, well, reciprocity. It's going to be, I mean, if this federal government, if you had the real government you were supposed to have, they'd be in here arresting these son of a bitches and trying them for treason. This is treason. Straight up in your face, treason. But no, this, you know, it's just like we got this tax cut thing. We're giving $1 trillion to these international corporations. We ain't got time to talk about this stuff going on over there in California with violating your Bill of Rights. Trumpy don't even probably know this happened. He just, you know, nobody's told him about it yet, or he'd be doing something, wouldn't he? I don't think so. You see, once we get this into place, I mean, and they let this, they're letting this go. I mean, this is blatant violation of the law. It is unquestionable. I don't give a shit what their Supreme Court or any of these illegitimate institutions says about any of this shit, because they don't have authority to say anything. It is blatant, in-your-face violation of the second article to our Bill of Rights, of the ninth article to our Bill of Rights, of the tenth article to our Bill of Rights. And once this violation is just, you know, entrenched, you know, let it sit there like, you know, like amnesty and DACA, you know, just let it sit there and NSA spying on you. Just let it sit there and, man, it's we can't get rid of it. We're going to have reciprocity. We're going to have to make it all uniform across the country. It ain't fair for them people in California to have their second article removed and the rest of the country got theirs. We're going to have reciprocity. And then they'll have it down to, well, the reciprocity is only going to, for this bullet buying thing, the people who went and with the reciprocity of getting the government's permission to carry a gun concealed anywhere in any state, well, they're going to be the first ones that line up and that, you know, they're always the ones with the money because they're always the ones going along with this shit. And then they'll have reciprocity, you know, for the bullets. And then they'll have them goddamn guns. I mean, do you think about that small arms treaty? Getting it into lines till you could actually implement it into the United States, across 50 states, it would take something like reciprocity. This is how gun control, or in this case, ammunition control first. They limit the passing the law of possessing ammunition in California. Then they pass a law narrowing options ever further so that it is only legal to purchase in-state ammunition from a licensed dealer. What's that 10th article say? We just read it. Let's look at it again. Now, the second article says they can't do this, period. And then the 9th article says they can't create any power in the state or in the federal government, in the Constitution, the supreme law of this land, to do this. And then the 10th article says the power is not delegated to the states by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That's our rights. And the state can't do this. I mean, evidently, you know, all these zillion-dollar lawyers you're paying for that surround Trump all day long, you know, figuring out how to get people like Judge Roy Moore into place for his agenda, for this GOP agenda of you know, handing our country over to foreigners and giving zillions of dollars to people who have caught quadzillions of dollars already. They just don't know about this, guys. They don't know about that little old 10th article or that 9th article or that 2nd article, evidently. Because there would be an injunction on that. I mean, the Supreme Court. I mean, they're there to make sure that the goddamn law is followed. Surely the Supreme Court, they can read the 10th article, can't they? Oh, wait a minute. In this instance, they don't got nothing to say about that. They can't rule on that. That's not in their realm. It's not in their jurisdiction. So we're just going to have to let this go until... But then you'll come up with the federal issue of reciprocity. Uniformity of law across the board, because an American national should have the same infringements no matter which state he's standing in, which county, which municipality. This is what that phony ass 14th Amendment says: equal protection under the law or equal lack of thereof, huh? And that's what reciprocity is all about. We got to be equal with this, so that's more important. This reciprocity. It's not a part of the Bill of Rights, but it's more important. And that 9th article, I know that 9th article says, but that they didn't figure on reciprocity. Oh, yeah, they did. They said you abso-goddamn-lutely can't do it. What California is doing right now, it might as well be fucking China down there doing it to you people. And that's probably who's running it down there. Because I'll tell you, the Chinese want them goddamn guns out of our hands. They're coming here. I just seen Trumpy cutting this ribbon on the deregulation. He had Mitch McConnell's Chinese wife there with him. She's taking over your transportation department. And you see, they're going to want reciprocity to be uniform across the country because they're international highways. So that when that Chinaman pulls you over on that Chinese highway in the United States and beats you down and takes your shit or does whatever, maybe just takes you over and pops you in the head and guts you and sells your organs. It'll be equal. It will be equal protection, which is no protection under the law. Because that's that illegal 14th Amendment. That's the only one you're going to have when this shit's over with. Unless people wake up and say, you know what, we're through with the Judge Roy Moore people. We're through with the Bundys. We're through with the 3%ers and the Oath Keepers and the ex-FBI and the ex-ATF and all of these phony charlatan sons of bitches. And we're going to have our fucking Bill of Rights or you're going to eat lead. That's when it's going to stop. And this has been a stumbling block for us people. Make no mistake. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I sat 3 hours next to a state cop on a flight from Houston to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to him for the whole time, you know, told him Bill of Rights and stuff. But. Anyway, his friend, he showed me a picture, got killed in no-knock raid in San Marcos like a week ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I was, you know, I just had to fight it not to be, you know, happy, but I said, he shouldn't have been doing that. And he said, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, we're covering this stuff right here, right now. And this is key to what we're talking about because it's right reference straight to the Bill of Rights, which is what everyone who wants this to end should be. That's all we should be talking about. What else should we be talking about? What else matters?
Yeah, he tried to label me. He said, you're one of those sovereign citizens.
No. You said, did you tell him you were a United States national?
A national. I said a national, just like the news says. The news says the Hondurans are national and we're citizens. They got it backwards.
Good for you, Charlie. You got it, man. And this, I mean, and it's going to come down to each and individual one of us people, because the groups that are out there, the collectives that are out there, they have a totally different agenda. They want something totally opposite of what we do. And that's why when we come out and scream this shit and say, why are you saying that? Oh, we're sons of bitches for that, for saying, why are you saying that? You know that's a traitor. You're going along with that treason. Why? Oh, because that's your agenda. You want something entirely different, and that's okay. But in the end, we're going to have what we're going to have. We outnumber you by so much, it is pathetically pitiful. We will mow you down. You're not going to keep our Bill of Rights from us. You're not going to take back the reins of control, and things aren't going back to like they were 40 years ago. It ain't going to happen. People are too awake. I mean, they passed that thing where they're going to remove the thing for the internet, the equal access thing. And see, this is their move right now. And see, the Trumpers are in on this. I'm telling you, they're playing both ends against the middle too. Everybody is, except us. We just sitting here, want our goddamn rights. We can read. We know we have these rights. We want them. But everybody else is playing the game, because that's the way that things have gone in this country. I mean, in the world, it's all been a game. It's just like the surrender of the sword to Cornwall, you know, from Cornwallis to George Washington, the surrender of the charter, a new dictator. And then you go to the War of 1812. Boy, you won that war. And then we paid reparations to the British and then handed the king a charter to go across here, rape the resources. It's all been a freaking game. And the same people think they're going to play us again. They might get the internet. That's their next target. They want this. They want us shut up right here. I guarantee goddamn to you. They want my voice off of this goddamn, off of the internet. They want from the trenches off of the internet, because that's the only ones out there saying that, well, at least this other faction has control of the masses out there, the people with all them goddamn guns. You don't, I'm telling you guys out there, you don't have control of us. And there are a lot of us, and we're wide fucking awake. We understand. We're going to talk about that Bill of Rights. That's all we're going to talk about, because that's what we're going to fight for. And we'll fight you. We don't care. We'll kill whoever we have to kill, just like our forefathers did, till we have those goddamn rights. You better get it through your head. And you're not our custodians, because you think that you are superior to us somehow in intellect or morality. Our fortunes belong to us too. The fortunes of this country belong to each and every American national. You're not taking them from us. In fact, all you've stolen, you're giving back, or we're going to fucking mow you down. Period. And as for California, you know, let's go back into see what, man, they're really ambitious here. And then they apply a tax, but call it a processing fee. Oh, your fees are taxes? You guys figured that out, did you? And in 2019, they will apply another $1 to help cover the cost of a point of sale background check for law-abiding ammunition purchasers. You know, infringement, bootlicking dickweeds, if you let it happen. Once such fees are in place, it is quite easy for state bureaucrats to increase them to cover unforeseen costs. In the end, this will make ammunition cost prohibitive. We're Americans. You ain't going to do it. I mean, I just want you people to mark this day. What do we got here? The 14th day of December. Mark this day, because you're going to watch what is going to happen here. Now, it's going to go probably Connecticut, because they're a communist son of a bitches in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. You're going to get all these states here, in Illinois, you're going to get, and maybe Washington State. I don't know if Oregon would ever allow this. I mean, I think the people might just start shooting them if they try it, but maybe Oregon. But once they get enough of these states where, the ammunition laws are in conflict with one another, just like the concealed carry laws are now, because it's something that should have never existed. They never had the authority to grant us to say we can or cannot carry a gun. They never had it. But they've put that illusion out there. And now we got to have reciprocity. And that's how they're going to try and put this UN small arms treaty into effect, is through reciprocity. Mark my words, this day. It's going to happen, people. So get ready for it. And the thing is, just, you know, break away from this other thing, man. I did let them know you don't control us. Nope, nope. We don't give a fuck about Judge Roy Moore. We don't give a fuck about the Bundys or any of these son of a bitches out here vying to get their control back. We hate them too. We're going to kill them if they don't get out of our way and let us have our Bill of Rights, just like the communists. That's what we got to do. Anyways, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, remember remember that word to look for. What is it? That's right. Reciprocity. That is our word from the trenches today. See you guys tomorrow.